Hi, this is Bill Prater. Welcome to Supercharging Business Success. Our mission is to provide you with timely, provocative, and actionable resources that inspire, promote, and accelerate your quest for business excellence. Today's episode is how to get the marketplace attention with a big marketing idea in just 7 minutes with Todd Brown. Now, Todd's considered the number one authority on engineering profitable customer acquisition campaigns. Todd Brown is the marketing expert that other experts come to when they need help with their own marketing programs. Todd's got clients in over 33 different countries, operating in over 65 different mass and niche markets. That being said, Todd has helped his students engineer more than six and seven figure marketing campaigns than any other marketing expert on the planet. Todd, thanks for being here.
Super excited to be with you, Bill.
Okay, sir. So if you're ready, let's get into the seven questions in 7 minutes. The first one, Todd, is, I know you've got lots of different clients. What's your ideal client profile look like?
Yeah, so we really serve ambitious entrepreneurs that are motivated to grow their businesses using direct response marketing. We primarily focus on experts, authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, and agency owners.
But I also know that you have plenty of B2B clients in your mix as well.
Huge amount of B2B, yeah.
Yes, indeed. So what's the primary problem, Todd, that you solve for people?
The problem that we solve is their lack of effective marketing when it comes to generating a consistent and steady flow of new buyers, new clients, new customers, new sales.
Excellent. So what sort of symptoms or feelings or emotions, Todd, do people typically have that they can, when they feel those kind of things, they'll know to reach out to Todd Brown?
Well, look, first and foremost, on a superficial level, right, those are folks that they struggle to generate new clients, new customers, new sales. They struggle to be able to afford the marketing, the advertising. They struggle to get enough traffic. They struggle to generate a sufficient amount of top line revenue. And ultimately, they struggle to then generate a sufficient amount of profit. And they struggle to grow their business, because the lifeblood of every business is new customer acquisition. First and foremost, without a steady flow of new customers, you eventually go out of business. And so for folks, it could be very frustrating. They have a great product, they have a great idea, they have a great widget, and they just lack the ability to get enough people to say yes to them in the form of participating in a transaction. So it's frustrating. It's certainly disheartening. Makes a lot of folks question whether they're on the right path, question whether they can actually make this business thing work. And it creates a lot of fear, because at the end of the day, if you don't have a method, a vehicle, a process in place to get new customers, it's very scary for a business owner.
Yeah, I know it's scary. I know that people struggle. While they're doing that struggling, Todd, what are the typical mistakes that people, potential customers of yours, make over and over again trying to solve this problem on their own?
Yeah, so first and foremost, this is biggie. So first and foremost, they conflate selling and marketing, thinking that selling and marketing are the same activity with the same result. A lot of people talk about marketing and selling as if they are the same activity, as if it's one and the same. But marketing and selling are two vastly different activities with two vastly different objectives. And so not understanding that creates a lot of problems for folks. Second mistake is a lot of folks start with their product or service, and they focus on what they know about the product or service, what they believe is special about the product or service, what differentiates the product or service, and then they try to figure out, how do I best present that to my audience, when instead what they should be doing is they should be starting with their audience and understanding what we call the examination stage, understanding what makes their audience tick. What does their audience want? What does their audience want more of, want less of? What are their emotions? What are their feelings? What are their current beliefs? And based on that, formulating the right marketing message. Next is very simple. Folks, they don't realize the critical importance of the offer portion of marketing. The offer can make or break any marketing campaign. A great offer can make up for weak copy, weak marketing, but great marketing and great copy will never make up for a weak offer. So not putting enough time, attention, and resources into developing the right offer. The other thing that I would say, two other things that I would say, number one is they today, a lot of entrepreneurs still view the idea of differentiation through, I've got to differentiate me, my company, my business, my experience, my education, my track record from everybody else. But the reality is today, the differentiation that moves the needle for businesses is differentiating by how your product or service works to deliver the benefit to the prospect. How does your product or service work differently from your competitors' products and services to deliver the end result? And the fifth mistake that folks really make is they try to create marketing that gets attention with very hyperbolic, exaggerated claims and promises instead of building their marketing message around a great idea, around a great marketing idea.
So Todd, question number five.
Yeah.
Listening to those mistakes, people are going, oh my goodness, what do I do now? So what's one single valuable, free, easy to do action that you'd recommend that everybody listening, Todd, to you right now takes right away today?
Well, I'm going to give you a valuable action. I can't say that it's easy, but it's valuable, and that's much more important than ease, and that is this. Number one, it starts with recognizing that no matter what you sell, what product, what service, no matter what you are marketing, you are really in the idea business. That's something that I learned from one of my earliest mentors, a gentleman by the name of Mark Ford. You are in order to create effective marketing, which is the lifeblood of every business, you have to understand that we are really in the business of developing new, unique, timely, fresh, sometimes contrarian ideas that we bring to the marketplace. All marketing campaigns are built, good marketing campaigns, effective marketing campaigns are built on a good marketing idea, which we call a big marketing idea. Mm-hmm. And so what's important is for your folks, the action is this: to number one, accept and recognize that you're in the idea, you're in the business of disseminating interesting, unique, compelling, fresh, timely ideas. And when it comes to your marketing, start first before you try to write copy, before you write a headline or you write a tagline or you do anything like that. Start with what is a new, unique, interesting, compelling idea? What's the different story that I can tell that nobody else in my marketplace is telling? What's a different perspective that I could take, a different angle, a different viewpoint that my market is going to see as new, unique, fresh, different, timely, intellectually interesting, and emotionally compelling? That's what we call a big marketing idea.
Big marketing idea. I would imagine that effort gets you 90% of the way to the goal.
It's everything, man. At the end of the day, it's, you know, look, when you have a weak idea, a weak marketing idea, you have to try to get attention and maintain that engagement, that attention with hyped up, exaggerated claims, hyperbolic copy, just right, which is unfortunately what a lot of people associate direct response with. But when you have a good idea, when you have a big marketing idea, you can let that idea shine through. You can talk with plain language because it's the idea that gets the attention, that differentiates you, that stands out, that separates you from all of the noise. And so you want to, you need to start with a big marketing idea.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. So what's up? I know I've asked you for, I know you've thought up a valuable free resource that you could offer to our listeners, Todd. So what is the resource and how would they go to your website and find it?
Resource Perfect is a big marketing idea swipe file, a swipe file with, I believe it's a dozen and a half examples of big marketing ideas broken down and dissected by me so you can understand, so your folks can understand what the big idea is and how it's constructed and what's emotionally compelling and what's intellectually interesting about it. It's a downloadable PDF. Where they can find it is at the following URL.
Okay.
Todd Brown, TODDBROWN.me/swipe-file. So toddbrown.me/swipe-file.
All right. And we'll have that printed out for people too, so they can click on the link and get right there. Thank you, Todd, very much. So what's the one question that you were hoping that I would ask you? And I didn't do it. So what's the question and what's the answer, Todd?
Yeah, so I'm going to give you this is a self-serving question.
Perfect.
It's a question that is, so what do we teach our folks? What do we train our entrepreneurs on so that they do get consistent new customers, new sales, new buyers, et cetera? And the answer to that is a methodology that's really my life's work after almost two decades in the world of direct response marketing. And the method is called E5. And it's something that it is a very different way of marketing because, number one, it's based on getting attention with the big marketing idea. It's about separating yourself or differentiating yourself with what we call a unique mechanism, which goes back to how does your product or service work to deliver the result. And it's education based. And so it's not a sales pitch. It's true marketing. And so it's a method that I would encourage your folks, if they need help, if they're right, to just do a search on Google and they, or go to YouTube and search my name, and you'll be able to learn a heck of a lot more about how and why it works.
Yes, I know they can. Thank you very much, Todd. So everybody, look, in closing, we need to focus on this single fact, and that is that our businesses don't become extraordinary in a single moment. Instead, they get there as a result of the owner, you and I, learning and applying a proven combination of having the right mindset, a dedication to a system of management, and third, leveraging high-performance teams inside of our companies and externally. Thank you all very much. Todd, once again, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.